以下讲座是关于《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇第十六章第一个诗节，题目是《日常研究经典的重要性和温文的品质》。讲经者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2001年11月8号，地点是香港庙的。这个诗节那个的梵文是这样的 Maitreya Vacha Iti Bhuvana Nipatim Gayaka Muni Choditaha Tus Tus Vas Tus Ta Manasas Tatvat Amita Sevaya. Translation: The great sage Maitreya continues, while the king Pitu that spokeThe humilities
of his nectarian speeches pleased the reciters very much. Then again they continued to praise the king highly with exalted prayers, as they had been instructed by the great sages.
英文偉大聖哲麥提亞繼續咁樣講，當呢個毗荼王咧係講嘢嘅時候咧，佢啲金木般嘅話語咧，嗰種謙卑咧嚟到取悦到啲係十分取悦到啲念眾者啦。咁再一次咧，佢哋繼續咧嚟到去讚頌呢個國王咧，嗰種用一個傑出嘅土文咧嚟到讚頌呢個國王嘅，正如佢哋係受到啲偉大聖哲咧佢哋所憤示一樣嘅。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Here the word Muni Chodita.Indicates instructions received from great sages and saintly persons.
要指呢度呢个字 Muni Chodita 指出就系话咧，系从一啲系伟大嘅圣人同埋圣哲咧，佢哋所接受到嘅呢啲嘅咁样嘅系训示噶。
Although Maharaj Prithu was simply enthroned on the royal seat and was not at that time exhibiting his godly powers, the reciters like the Sutta, the Magadha, and the Vandi understood.That King Prithu was an incarnation of God.
雖然 Maharaj Prithu 當時只係咧係登基上咗皇位，當時仲未展示佢自己嗰種係神嘅大能啊。咁啲有啲念眾者咧，亦叫做係 Sutta 啦、Magadha 同埋啲 Vandi 咧，佢哋明白到咧 ，Prithu 王咧係一個神嘅化身嚟噶。
They could understand this by the instructions given by the great sages and learned brahmanas.
佢哋之所以能夠明白到咧，由於咧佢哋接受咗咧，係從偉大嘅聖賢同埋一啲係有學識嘅婆羅門咧所俾到佢哋嘅訓示。
We have to understand the incarnations of God by the instructions of authorized persons.
我哋要通過一啲陰壽嘅人物咧所俾我哋嘅訓示咧，嚟到明白到神嘅化身嘅。
We cannot manufacture a god by our own concoction.
我哋唔能夠通過一己嘅推敲咧嚟到係製造出一個神出嚟。
As stated by Narottam Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru, one has to test all spiritual matters according to the instructions of saintly persons, scriptures, and the spiritual master.
正如 Narottam Das Thakur 所講到 Sadhu Shastra 同埋 Guru， 我哋需要咧係用聖人啦、經典同埋靈性導師咧嚟到測試咧一切靈性上嘅事務噶。
The spiritual master is one who follows the instructions of his predecessors, namely the sadhus or saintly persons.
靈性導師是一個人咧，佢跟隨咗咧佢先前嘅呢個前啊一晚一晚輩嘅訓示咧，即係換言之係啲聖人同埋嘅訓示嘅。
A bona fide spiritual master does not mention anything not mentioned in the authorized scriptures.
一個真實無礙嘅靈性導師咧，佢唔會提到任何咧，並唔喺呢個嘅陰壽經典裏面所提到嘅嘢。
Ordinary people have to follow the instructions of sadhu, shastra, and guru.
普通嘅人咧，佢哋要一定要去跟隨咧呢個啊經典啦、聖人同埋靈性導師嘅訓示。
Those statements made in the shastras and those made by the bona fide sadhu or guru.Cannot differ from one another.
嗰啲係由經典裏面所提到嘅嘢，或同埋咧，嗰啲係喺真實無偽嘅聖人或者靈性導師之間所提到嘅嘢嚟講咧，佢哋之間係唔可以咧係唔同嘅。
Reciters like the Sutta and the Magadha were confidently aware that King Prithu was an incarnation of the personality of Godhead.
嗰啲係好似 Sutta 同埋 Magadha 呢一類嘅念眾者咧，佢哋係好機密地咧嚟到知曉到咧呢個 Prithu 王咧係人格守神嘅一位化身嚟嘅。
Although the king denied such praise because he was not at that time exhibiting his godly qualities, the reciters did not stop praising him.
雖然當時國王否認了這些稱讚，因為當時他還未展示自己的神的品質，練眾者仍然沒有停止來到讚頌他。
Rather, they were very pleased with the king, who although actually an incarnation of God, was so humble and delightful in his dealings with devotees.
反之，他是十分高興，對這個國王感到很喜悅，因為他知道國王雖然是神的化身，但他是這麼謙卑，而且在奉獻者的相處方面來說，是這麼愉快的。
In this connection, we may note that previously, chapter 15, text 21, it was mentioned that King Prithu was smiling and was in a pleasant mood while speaking to the reciters.
在这一方面，我们可以留意到在先前第十五章21节的时候有提到，就是说这个是 Prithu 王，他是在跟念众者谈话的时候，在一个很愉快的情心绪之下来到微笑的。
Thus we have to learn from the Lord or his incarnation how to become gentle and humble.
由此我们需要从主和他的化身的时候去学习如何变得这个是温文和是谦卑的。
The king's behavior was very pleasing to the reciters, and consequently the reciters continued their praise, and even foretold the king's future activities, as they had been instructed by the sadhus and sages.
咁国王嘅行为咧，系十分之系取悦啲念众者，而结果就系话啲念众者佢哋咧，亦都继续咧嚟到系去赞颂国王啊，甚至乎预先咧系嚟到预言到咧呢个国王日后嘅活动。咁佢哋咧咁样做系受到咧嗰啲嘅圣人同埋啲圣子佢哋所训示咁样做嘅。
Om Agyanatamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha。Sri Maitreya Muni is describing the pastimes of Maharaj Prithu.
Maitreya Muni is describing the pastimes of Maharaj Prithu.
This chapter, by the way, is entitled Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters. So, Srila Prabhupada makes a few points in this verse. The first point being thatThe incarnations of the Lord are understood by the great sages and learned brahmanas.
咁孫老伯伯喺即係個詩節裏邊咧，係講到幾點咧？第一點就係話咧，呢個神嘅化身嚟講咧，係有一啲係偉大嘅聖人同埋一啲嘅係有學識嘅婆羅門咧，佢哋所了解嘅。
We do not accept incarnations of the Lord which are not recognized by the revealed scriptures.
我哋唔会接受咧一啲并不为启示经卷咧所允许嘅呢啲咁样嘅系神嘅化身嘅。
Srila Prabhupada quotes Narottama Das Thakur as saying, "Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, these three must all be in agreement."
咁Srila Prabhupada 提到系 Narottama Das Thakur 所讲嘅嗰番说话，就系讲到咧经典圣人同埋灵性导师呢三者嚟讲咧，一定系要系一致嘅。
That the incarnations of the Lord are recognized not only by the sadhus or by the guru, but also by the shastras.
咁咧系讲到神嘅化身咧，系唔单止系俾圣人啊或者灵性导师所察知啦，甚至乎系为启示经典咧，亦都系所察知嘅，所认许嘅。
The qualification of the guru and the qualification of the sadhu is that they speak according to shastra.
咁因为呢个圣人同埋一个灵性导师，佢哋嘅资格系咩嘢？就系话咧，佢哋系按据经典咧嚟到系去说话嘅。
They do not manufacture anything which is in disregard of the scripture.
佢哋唔会咧系去生产任何嘢咧嚟到系去违背咗呢个经典嘅。
There was an interesting discussion on the chakra on the website run by some devotees, and there was somebody had written in a letter challenging that it's the duty of devotees to be critical and that they should not accept things blindly and they should always come up with new understandings.
咁係喺呢個嘅電子郵信嗰處咧，有個 chakra 嗰度咧，係有啲個奉獻者寫一封信去咧，佢咁樣講嘅話咧，呢個係一個奉獻者嘅責任咧，佢係好有批判性啦，同埋咧，佢唔好去盲目接受任何嘢，以及咧，佢不時咧係要即係製造啲新嘢出嚟㗎。
The devotee was trying to say that devotees shouldn't just quote phrases, and they shouldn't just be parrots.
咁佢講到奉獻者咧，佢唔應該咧，只係引經據典，好似一隻鸚鵡咁樣喎。
But Umapati Swami, His Holiness Umapati Swami, gave a very powerful rebuke to this person's claims.
咁但係即係 His Holiness Umapati Swami 咧，就俾咗一個非常之係有力嘅一個咁樣嘅係抗辯咧，係俾呢個人物俾呢個人。
And he gave very relevant quotes from scriptures and from Srila Prabhupada.
咁佢從係 Srila Prabhupada 係咪同埋從經典嗰處咧，係俾咗啲係十分之係相關嘅呢啲咁嘅引子出嚟嘅。
He quoted from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya speaking, and Ramananda Rai was saying, "I am simply a parrot. I am simply speaking whatever you tell me to say."
咁咧，佢引咗呢個《永恆長生經》裏邊係 Ramananda Rai 同埋 Lord Chaitanya 之間對話啦。咁 Ramananda Rai 提到自己嘅時候咧，佢話咧：我只係咧一個鸚鵡嚟嘅啫。咧，你要我講咩嘢咧？我就講呢啲咁嘅嘢噶啦。
And he quoted Prabhupada in several places how Prabhupada said that I am simply speaking whatever my Guru Maharaj has instructed. I have not changed anything.
佢亦都係引述咗Srila Prabhupada講嘅好幾點。Prabhupada往往都有講，佢話咧：我只係咧係講咧我靈性導師所訓示我所要講嘅嘢，我從來咧都冇咧係製造任何嘢出嚟嘅。
And Prabhupada was at one point having a discussion with an Indian man. The Indian man was claiming that all of the acharyas that they have come up with new philosophy.
咁咧係有一次，爸爸同一個印度人傾偈嘅時候咧，咁呢個印度人咁樣宣稱，佢話所有嘅 acharya 嘅以身作則嘅靈性導師咧，都會用一種新嘅哲學出嚟嘅。
But Prabhupada pointed out that that is not true. That actually the qualification of the acharya is that he presents everything according to the scriptures.
咁但係爸爸講佢話咧，其實咁樣講法係唔啱嘅。其實咧，一個 acharya 嘅資格就係話咧，佢所講嘅嘢講係根據經典嚟到講嘅。
And if you look at the writings of the acharyas, you will see that when they write, they're preaching every. They're constantly quoting from the revealed scriptures.
咁如果你睇下呢啲 acharya 佢哋嘅寫作嘅時候，你就會見到咧，佢哋係恆常地咧嚟到係引述咧呢啲咁樣嘅係先前嘅經典嘅。
They do not speculate on anything. They do not invent anything of their own philosophy, but they simply present the revealed scriptures.
佢哋咧唔去咧系去推敲任何嘢啦，佢哋唔会再系创新任何嘢，佢哋只系咧嚟到系重复咧呢个咁样嘅系启示嘅经典噶。
So in this way, Umapati Swami was pointing out this person's defects in his thinking.
咁咧，如此嘅时候咧 ，Umapati Swami 咧系指出到咧呢个人佢谂嘢方面嗰个嘅缺陷噶。
So it is the business of the devotees to know the philosophy, to study the scriptures.
咁所以係一個奉獻者嘅責任咧，係要係知曉呢一門哲學啦，同埋咧去研習呢個經典嘅。
That if we don't regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, if we don't study the philosophy ourselves, we will never know the philosophy.
如果我哋唔係好規律地咧嚟到去睇帕巴書啊，同埋研究呢個哲學嘅時候咧，我哋永遠都唔會咧係知曉到呢門哲學嘅。
Of course, if we are chanting the holy name. Within the holy name, and all of the Vedic knowledge is also contained.
咁當然啦，如果我哋係唱誦主嘅聖名嘅時候，喺主嘅聖名裏邊咧，係包含咗所有嘅偉大嘅知識嘅。
But we are also warned that we should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur, whose only business was chanting the holy name.
但係我哋都係受到如是嘅警告，千祈唔好去模仿 Srila Haridas Thakur 咧，因為 Srila Haridas Thakur 咧，佢只係去唱誦主嘅聖名嘅啫。
And even when Haridas Thakur was challenged as to his realization of philosophy, he was able to defeat any challenge.
咁甚至乎 Haridas Thakur 受到喺哲學上方面受到人挑釁嘅時候嚟講咧，佢哋都能夠擊敗咧任何咧人士對佢嘅挑戰嘅。
He had perfect realization of the philosophy.
佢對呢個哲學咧有一個完美嘅覺悟係喺度嘅。
But we are encouraged that we should all regularly read the books and come to know the scriptures.
但係咧，我哋係受到咧呢一個咁樣嘅係鼓勵，就係話咧，我哋咧係要恆常地嚟到去睇呢啲經書嘅。
The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures, and if we don't regularly read the scriptures, then we are blaspheming them by neglecting them.
第四，尊重主嘅圣名里面第四个冒犯就系话咧，去冒犯世俗啊呢个嘅伟大嘅文献啊。如果我哋唔睇啲书嘅时候嚟讲咧，我哋就系世俗紧呢啲文献嘅。
Even in Chinese, they have that saying, "Santian Budu Shu, Min Mu Kajun."
中文里面有讲到三日唔读书嚟讲咧，就面目可憎噶。
Right. So if you don't read the books for 3 days, your face, your eyes will look terrible.
咁如果你喺三日都唔睇書嘅話咧，眼面嘅面容咧都好恐怖咯。
So This is very relevant for devotees.
咁呢個對奉獻者嚟講係非常之係重要嘅。
Prabhupada, now of course as our movement is developing, we are giving more and more attention to trying to educate the devotees in the philosophy.
當然啦，而家我哋個運動開始擴展嘅時候咧，我哋嘗試咧喺哲學方面咧嚟到係去教育啲奉獻者嘅。
As well as so many seminars, actually, Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada's time, the attention was also there because Prabhupada instituted morning and evening class.
咁事實上嚟講咧，喺巴巴年代嘅時候咧，其實嗰個嘅關注都係喺選，因為巴巴咧係嚟到係去制定咗呢個早課同埋晚課，佢都要留意到呢方面嘅。
If every day you have Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning, Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, if you're attending these classes every day, you will learn the philosophy without even having to sit and read on your own.
咁咧，如果你每日只係去上早堂嘅話咧，你就會學曉呢門哲學，甚至坐低咧，你就係睇書嘅。
Prabhupada considered this to be sufficient, that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and then again in the evening, that this was an ideal program for advancing in spiritual life.
咁巴巴係認為咧，呢一個咧已經係好足夠、好完美，就係話咧早上聽聽博伽亞談同埋晚上聽聽博伽梵歌嘅話咧，係足夠於我哋靈性上嘅進步嘅。
Of course, sometimes managers would get ambitious and think that, well,you know, in the evening we can do a lot of sankirtan, those are valuable hours for book distribution, so book distribution is more important than reading the books.
當然有些管理人士可能認為晚上的時候我們可以用那些黃金時間來做多些派書 sankirtan 的時候，這樣重要過我們去看書的。
But Srila Prabhupada didn't always agree.
但巴巴不是經常都同意的。
Maybe for a few days, for a short time, he would allow it for...if it was especially appropriate, like Christmas season, that one could distribute many more books. But he didn't want regularly the devotees sacrificing this.
咁咧，可能咧係話，譬如有啲特別嘅時候，譬如聖誕節啊之類啦，咁樣。但係咧，佢唔想啲奉獻者咧，恆常地咧嚟到去犧牲咗呢啲咁樣自己要去睇書嘅時間嘅。
So the second point which Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport is in relation to the quality, the humility possessed by Maharaj Prithu.
Prabhupada 提到第二點就係講到咧，呢個 Prithu Maharaj 佢所具備嘅呢啲咁嘅謙卑嘅品質嘅。
That his humility was very much appreciated by all of the brahmanas and all of the reciters who were praising him.
咁咧，佢嘅係謙卑咧，係受到所有嘅係婆羅門咧，同埋所有嚟到去稱讚佢啲念讚頌者咧，佢哋所欣賞嘅。
So,Lord Chaitanya has also emphasized this in his own teachings, in his third prayer in Shikshastikam.
咁 Lord Chaitanya 都係喺八分區裏邊第三個分區嘅時候咧，有啲係強調到呢啲咁樣嘅品質嘅。
And this has been appreciated by Krishna Das Kaviraj in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he says that we should string this verse on a thread and wear it around our neck for constant remembrance.
咁咧係 Krishna Das Kaviraj 係喺個永恆財經經裏邊都有咁樣講到，我哋應該係欣賞呢個品質咧，同埋將呢個咁樣嘅教導咧，用一條珠咧係穿上嚟咧，恆常掛喺我哋頸裏邊，俾我哋係經常記起嘅。
That although Maharaj Prithu is an incarnation of the Lord, still he possesses so much perfect humility. He does not.He is not at all eager to be praised.
咁雖然 Maharaj Prithu 咧，佢係神嘅化身啦，但係佢用咗咁多嘅謙卑咧，係唔係咁渴望咧受到他人嘅係讚頌嘅
？In the material world, we see that people are always anxious to hear their own glory song.
咁咧喺物質世界嘅時候咧，我哋見到啲人經常好想聽到自己嘅榮耀咧為人所讚頌。
But in spiritual life, it is just the opposite. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, anyone who utters my name, they will lose all of their pious credits.
但喺靈修生命裏邊嚟講咧，就剛剛我相反嘅。Krishna Das Kaviraj 喺《長生經》裏邊咁樣講到，佢話任何人咧，只係叫我個名字都好咧，佢將會失去佢所有嘅虔誠嘅嗰個咁樣嘅係嘅資產嘅。
And he was not.When he was writing like this, he was not just making a show of humility, but Prabhupada said he actually felt like that.
他說當他這樣寫的時候，他不是只是作出一個這樣是謙卑的，自己在炫耀自己的謙虛，而爸爸說到，他真的內心是有如此的感受在那裡。
And we saw also in Srila Prabhupada the same humility.
我們在爸爸身上面看到同樣的謙卑的。
There's a very nice pastime howdisplaying Prabhupada's humility. On one occasion, they were in the airport, and all of the devotees, this was in America, a large number of devotees had gone to the airport to see Srila Prabhupada's departure.
咁咧係有一次講到喺美國咧，好大班嘅奉獻者喺機場處嚟送巴巴嘅機。
So all of the devotees were sitting in the departure lounge along with Srila Prabhupada, and they were making a lot of noise. I think maybe they were even having kirtan there.
咁啲係奉獻者同埋巴巴赤咧，係響呢個即係送機嘅地方嗰時嚟講咧，佢哋即係發出一啲嘅聲浪，甚至乎佢哋有嘅kirtan係響處嘅。
So the airport officials got upset and they came and they spoke to Rupanuga. There was a devotee called Rupanuga was in charge at the time. I'm sure Maharaj knows him.
咁咧係有個奉獻者叫Rupanuga Prabhu咧，就當時咧即係負責嗰個嘅即係嗰個運動噶啦。咁佢咧就個機場方面嘅負責人就嚟咧，同佢講唔係咁高興啊。So
there was a heated discussion with, and they told Rupanuga Prabhu that you have to get all the devotees out of here.
咁佢哋有一個即係拗得好犀利啦。咁佢同Rupanuga Prabhu 講佢話咧，你要啲奉佢要啲奉獻者全部離開呢個地方。So
Rupanuga got up on a chair and he shouted to all the devotees. Everyone has to leave.
So Srila
Prabhupada also got up to leave. And Rupanuga had to say, not you, Srila
Prabhupada.
So this is Prabhupada's humility that, you know, he did not think himself to be anything different from the other devotees. He also considered himself to be a member of ISKCON. And when the GBC would make resolutions, then he would agree with them. So this quality of humility is the first item of one in knowledge.
咁咧係呢個謙卑咧，樣嘢嚟講，喺一個人處於知識裏邊嚟講咧，佢第一項嘅品質嚟嘅。In
13th chapter, Lord Krishna describes the qualities of a person actually knowledge, and the very first quality is amanitvam madamvitvam, humility.
咁咧喺《博伽梵》嗰13章嘅時候咧，Lord Chaitanya講到，如果一個人係點知佢真正係處於知識裏邊咧，咁佢講到列舉咗一系列嘅品質，而第一個品質就係呢個謙卑嚟嘅。And
Prabhupada describes that this humility means that one should not be anxious to be recognized or given praise in the presence of others.
咁咧，爸爸講到呢個謙卑嘅定義就係一個人佢唔應該向他人嘅在場嘅時候咧，好渴望自己受到他人嘅讚頌嘅。In
spiritual life, one wants to give all credit to Krishna.
咁喺靈修生命裏邊嘅時候，一個人想將一切嘅榮耀係歸於 Krishna.
And we see Prabhupada always do this, that when people would come to praise him, he would always give the credit to Krishna.
咁我哋見到當有人嚟到係讚頌巴巴嘅時候，佢經常都會將呢個咁樣嘅功勞咧，係歸咗俾Krishna嘅。
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also mentions that a Brahmana also has this quality.
咁《博伽梵》歌主Krishna都提到一個婆羅門咧，亦都擁有呢個品質嘅。
Vidya Vinaya Sampani Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Swapaki Cha Samopandita Darshana. In the very first line, he said, Vidya Vinaya Sampani, the learned and gentle Brahmana.
咁《博伽梵》嗰個詩句裏邊有講到咧，一個係有學識同埋溫文嘅一個婆羅門咧。
These are the important qualities of the Brahmana, that he should not only be learned, but he must also be gentle in his behavior, in his dealings.
咁呢個係一個即係婆羅門咧，佢嗰個嘅品質嚟，佢唔單止係要好有學識咧，而且咧係響佢嘅交往相處方面嚟講咧，佢一定咧係要咧係要一個十分嘅係温柔嘅。In
material life, we can be very hard and cruel sometimes in dealings with others.
咁或者生命嘅時候，有時候我哋與人他人交往嘅時候咧，我哋係可以咧係十分之係即係冷酷啊，或者係好硬嘅。But
devotees should be gentle.
但係奉獻者嚟講，就應該咧係好溫文嘅。Just
like when Lord Balaram came in the forest of Naimisharanya and saw Romaharshan sitting on the seat, Romaharshan did not offer respect to Lord Balaram.
即係正如有一次咧，係當主巴拉拉姆係去到呢個係落嚟薩耶密森林嘅時候咧，當時咧呢個Sutta Goswami就坐在響呢個嘅靈性導師嘅座上面，就並冇咧嚟到係去頂拜主巴拉拉姆嘅。So
Srila Prabhupada describes in his Krishna book where he describes his pastime, he says that Romaharshan, although he was learned and a disciple of Vyasadeva, he was not gentle.
咁巴巴喺 Christian book 裏邊又咁樣講到呢、這個即係Roma Hasan 嘅嗰個情況咧，就係話咧，佢係雖然佢係好有學識，同埋甚至乎係唯一殺嘅門徒，但係咧佢係並不溫文嘅。
And because he did not have the quality of gentleness, therefore Lord Balaram decided better that he should die.
咁因為佢並冇具備呢個咁樣嘅溫文嘅品質，咁所以主巴拉就決定咧，倒不如佢死咗好過啦。
So,devotees in Krishna consciousness said, we should cultivate this quality of being gentle and being kind, that the material world is a very cruel place, very harsh place. People are finding it, everyone finds it very difficult.
咁咧係奉獻者嚟講，應該去培育呢個品質啦，嚇，即係變得係溫文啦，同埋仁慈咁。但係咪即係世界係一個好冷酷嘅地方咧，令到每個人咧都覺得咧係好艱難嘅。
So devotees, as devotees, we have to be very kind and compassionate to others, and in this way, people will naturally feel attracted to Krishna consciousness.
咁作為奉獻者嚟講咧，我哋對他人好仁慈同埋好憐憫啦。如此嘅時候嚟講咧，他人咧就好自然咧會受到呢個 Krishna 嘅意識之覺所吸引嘅。
Just as all the people appreciated Maharaj Prithu, in the same way, if we display these qualities of gentleness and kindness, and that people will also appreciate Krishna consciousness.
就正如所有嘅念诵者咧，佢哋嚟到去欣赏咧呢一个咁样嘅系 Prithu 大君啦。咁同样，如果奉献者系展示同类好即系温文同埋好仁慈嘅时候咧，人们自然会受到吸引噶。
But if we are harsh, just like sometimes we try to preach to people in a very harsh way, then sometimes people will not appreciate.
但如果我哋好苛刻嘅时候，譬如有时候咧，我哋用一个好苛刻嘅形式向他人咧嚟到去传教嘅时候咧，他人咧系唔会欣赏嘅。
Srila Prabhupada would sometimes speak very strongly to people, but he told us, he said, I can speak like this because I am so much senior to them. You are not.
咁巴巴有時咧會向他人傳教嘅時候咧會好強硬啦，佢但係佢會講明，佢話咧我就可以咁樣同佢哋講，因為咧我喺年紀同埋輩份方面嚟講咧都係更加咧係高嘅，咁但係咧你哋又唔可以咁樣講。
So we cannot imitate Prabhupada.
咁所以我哋唔能夠咧去模仿巴巴嘅。
But we can try to understand his instructions.
但係我哋可以嘗試咧嚟到明白到佢嘅訓示嘅。
Maharaj.Like to give some comments.
Maharaj 想唔想有啲俾啲嘅係評論咧咁樣
？Why did Balaram kill Roma Harshan just because he had an attitude? That seems like a pretty harsh sentence.
咁點解係主 Balaram 咧就殺咗呢個嘅係即係 Roma Harshan？ 只係因為佢態度嘅緣故，似乎咧呢一個係一個幾苛刻嘅即係做法喎。
It seems like a harsh sentence. Well.Lord Balaram, the other people, the other great sages in the Naimisharanya forest also thought like you. Therefore, Lord Balaram said, well, I'll bring him back to life if you like.
咁咧，當時咧，例如曬啲森林嘅聖人咧，個個都好似馬拉咁樣諗啦。咁就佢哋係巴朗嘅話咧，如果你個個都咁樣諗，不如我即係揾啲嘢令到佢復生啦，咁樣嚇，翻山。
But they said, no, you are the supreme lord. You have decided that he should die there. We will not interfere with your.
但他们就这样说的，因为你是至尊主，你决定了的事来说，我就不会去干扰到你的抉择的。
This is the position of Lord Balaram. He is the supreme controller. He can decide.
这个是主巴拉拉的地位，他是至尊控制者，他可以决定的。
Why did Krishna let Kaliya put his lotus, why did Krishna put his lotus feet on the heads of Kaliya, the sinful demon snake?
咁咧，點解主 Krishna 將佢蓮花足放咗咧，係喺呢個 Kaliya 嘅頭頂上面咧，喺呢一條咧係邪惡嘅係即係惡魔嘅蛇頭上面咧
？Lord Brahma is always meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, but he could never get the dust of Krishna's feet on his head.
咁 Lord Brahma 就行上去冥想主 Krishna 蓮花足啦，但係佢咁耐都冇得到主 Krishna 蓮花足腳下嘅塵土嘅喎。
So this is the position of the supreme controller that he's supremely independent.
呢個係至尊控制者佢嘅地位啦，佢係。佢係至尊無上嘅獨立嘅。我哋老，我哋年紀大，我哋大啲嘅時候咧，我哋可年紀大啲，可唔可以苛刻啲咧？我哋差唔多都近嗰邊嘅啦，都比較老大啲嘅啦，咁樣。
Yeah, we should take advantage.
佢話你可以試下，或者佔下呢個便宜啦，即係執執薄。我哋諗我自己，因為老人家啦，我唔需要擔心啦。
Yeah, old people are always irritable anyway. Yeah.
即係老人家經常嚟講，都好易嚇激動啊咁樣啊。
Any other points？
其他人有冇咩問題嚇
？Humility is what？ Formality。
In management, you can't be a humble manager.
Oh, a humble manager. Formality. Humility.
有日可能諗住你係去即係咧做謙卑，唔可以用咗喺行政管理方面啊咁樣。
Well, Prabhupada said managing means preaching.
巴比都讲到你是管理,
if you're actually going to, if you're really managing, the best way to manage is by preaching. Preach the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes managers have the tendency to be overwhelmed by the situation and to lose their position of goodness and become more immersed in the mode of passion.
有时候管理人有个倾向会被这样的环境所冲陷了之后失去了善良的本质然后沉跌在积极情里面。So
Krishna tells Arjuna that he has to perform his duty, which is a very passionate one, fighting on the battlefield.
Krishna说他要履行的责任就是一个很激情的行为在战场上作战。
But Krishna tells him, you perform your duty and at the same time remember me.
但Krishna说你履行你的责任,同一个时候来说,你记住我的。
Sometimes harsh words are a little, you know, especially for managers, we see that they will often say that it's the only thing these people can understand. If I don't speak harshly to them, we won't get anything done.
有时候,管理人会说,如果我不用苛刻的字眼的话,人们听不入耳的,什么都不做。
So Prabhupada could also get angry.
But he wouldn't maintain
the anger. The anger would be there 1 minute, but then the next minute he would be normal again. But we usually see that when somebody gets angry, you know, it takes some hours to get over it.
但有些时候,见到人一愤怒的时候,他需要很多钟头才可以平息过来的。
It can even go on for days sometimes.
有些时候,甚至那种愤怒可以维持很多天,很多日的。
But, you know, you can display a little anger, but, you know, we shouldn't become completely overwhelmed by the anger.
但你可以展示多少的愤怒,但你不要被这些愤怒完全的冲陷。
This is mentioned in the Upadeshamrita, the qualifications of the spiritual master, that he can control the urge to speak, the mind's demands, and the reactions of anger.
这个是《分述经》讲到灵性导师的资格,就是他可以控制自己说话的能力,心意的影响,以及愤怒的反应。
It is in describing the demonic qualities, Krishna explained so many demonic qualities, and Arjuna was saying, oh, there's so many qualities, how will I ever avoid them?
然后在描述到慈祥的品质的时候,主Krishna讲了很多的慈祥的品质,但Arjuna就问他,这么多品质,我怎么可以避免到这么多呢?
So then Krishna tells him, then just avoid three, lust, anger, and greed.
然后Krishna就告诉他,你只要避免三样就可以了,色欲贪婪和愤怒。
From these three demonic qualities, all the other bad qualities come.
从这三个前后品质,所有其他的坏的品质都来到的。
So anger can be used, but it should be used very carefully by one who is a controller of the senses.
愤怒是可以用的,但要很小心地用,甚至要到一个控制到感官的人才可以用愤怒的。
First we have to learn to control our senses.
首先我们要学习去控制我们的感官先的。
Then eventually, we may be able to use anger in the service of Krishna. Usually, anger is reserved not for Krishna's devotees, but for dealing with the non-devotees who are atheistic and who challenge Krishna consciousness. Mother Lisa had a question.
Lisa 有没有问题啊?我想问一下,人慈呢,可不可以说是其中一个意思是说,不要看别人的烦恼,就是人慈啊。 She's asking about the definition of being kind.
Wow.
Is that the mean, being kind means not to unnecessary, you know, to disturb others, you know, to give anxieties to others? Is that also one of the definition of being kind?
Yes, actually, if we give to give anxiety to others is a type of violence.
事实上来说,如果你引致他人的忧虑的话,麻烦的话,这是一种暴力来的。
But at the same time, we want to give knowledge to others.
但同一个时候,我们也想将知识给他人的。
So sometimes, you know, that when we give people the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, it may disturb all their material desires and they will feel anxiety.
有时候,当我们将这个灵性的知识给到他人的时候来说,可能会骚扰到他们的物质上的欲望,他们可能会感觉到忧虑的。
But that anxiety is only initial, and ultimately, in the long run, they will benefit by you giving them transcendental knowledge.
但係嗰種咁嘅憂慮都係初步咧。但係終極嚟講咧，如果你將超然知識俾到佢嘅話咧，佢只係初頭憂慮下咧。終極嚟講咧，佢哋可以從呢種知識裏邊咧係獲益嘅。
That it is the business of a devotee to reduce a person's material attachment.
咁呢個係個奉獻者佢嗰個嘅係責任嚟嘅，就係將他人嗰啲物質上嘅依附咧嚟到去減少嘅。
If we don't cut this knot of attachment to material sense gratification, then it's just going to give so much more trouble and so much more pain later.
咁如果我哋唔將佢哋嘅嗰種咁樣嘅係物質上嗰種咁嘅依附嗰條嗰個心結係切除嘅時候咧，以後嚟講咧，仲會俾佢更多物質上嘅苦痛啦，同埋咧呢個咁樣嘅麻煩嘅。
Just like if you have an infection and you don't have it treated, then it just gets worse and worse and spreads to the whole body.
如果你有某啲嘅感染嘅時候咧，你唔走去咧醫佢嘅話咧，咁佢只會嚟擴散開去咧，就變得咧係越嚟越麻煩，越惡劣噶啦。
So sometimes it's necessary to speak the truth.It may not always be so pleasing to someone.
有時候咧，你可能你真係要去講真理咧，亦都未必咁討好到他人噶。
But it is that is actually being kind.
但係事實上，當你咁樣講真理出嚟嘅時候，你先至咧係真正嘅仁慈噶。
We must give them Krishna consciousness.
我哋一定要將 Krishna 嘅意思知覺俾到佢哋噶。
Just like the doctor is being kind when he takes a knife and cuts you if you have some poison, you know.This bacteria, when she's sticking her needles in you,
咁好似咧，有個醫生咧，譬如你生瘡，幫你切咗個瘡，或者好似我哋啲説呢個啊白天，佢會幫你針灸嘅時候咧，將啲針吉人哋身體裏邊咁樣。
You know, you may oh ah, so pain.
可能你講好痛啊咁樣嚇。
But they say no pain, no gain 啊。
佢話咧，你唔痛嘅話咧，你就咧唔會得到呢個好處嘅。
So sometimes material like that, we need a little pain to get some gain.
有時候咧，你會少令到佢哋痛楚咧，等佢有少少獲益喺度嘅。
It's difficult, but everything is difficult.
咁呢個係困難，但係一切嘢都係困難嘅。
People say, "Oh, it's so difficult to be a devotee."
啲人話咧，做奉獻者好困難嘅。
But it's so much more difficult to be a karmic.
但如果你做一個唔奉獻嘅人，做一個業務工作者嚟講，仲更加困難添嘅。
Materialists, they're suffering much more than devotees.
唯物主義者比奉獻者所受嘅痛苦嚟講係更多添嘅。
So we can make our choice.
你可以做你嘅抉擇嘅。
Yes.
Some people, they are very humble, but they were misunderstood by others as being useless and that having some, inferior complex, you know. So how can he let others know that his actual position is just being humble?
Well, the truth will be revealed in course of time.
其實所有的真相都是在一個適當的時候就會即豁然地揭示的了。
You know, foolish people, they are simply, they will make decisions just by external appearance without understanding the inner consciousness.
愚蠢的人，他们会是凭一个人的外表去论断他，他不会明白到一个人他内在的这样的意识是怎样的。
But we shouldn't allow ourselves to be, we shouldn't allow ourselves to think that this means we have to, give up our quality of humility.
但咁样唔代表话咧，我哋要去放弃咗咧，我哋呢个咁样谦卑嘅品质嘅。
Devotee should be respectful to others. We give proper respect to everyone.
咁奉献者嚟讲咧，系要尊重每一个人咧，我哋对每一个人都要尊重啦。
Humility simply means not that we're have to go not that we have to manifest some quality some kind of qualities which are superficial, which are not genuine, but humility is simply seeing every living entity as a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna.
咁其實謙卑唔係代表我哋要即係展示某啲好表面嘅品質，只不過我哋將每個生物體咧係睇作為 Krishna 嘅所屬嘅部分咁樣。
Not that we should be falsely proud and think that because we are devotees, we are better than everybody.
唔係話咧，我哋咧要有一種咁樣嘅虛假嘅一種驕傲，認為啊，因為我奉獻者咧，我好自然咧，我會比其他人好過其他人。
Sometimes we see this tendency with a new devotee. They think that now I'm a devotee. You know that these karmis, they don't know anything.
咁有時候咧，我哋見到個新嘅奉獻者身上唔見到呢一樣嘢咧，因為咧佢啊，而家我做咗個奉獻者啦。咁呢啲義務工作者嚟講，佢哋乜都唔識嘅。
And they're doing so many sinful activities. They're all rascals.
同埋佢哋做咗咁多罪惡活動，佢哋全部都係啲壞蛋啊咁樣。
And I'm going to go out there and teach them, and I'm going to change the world.
咁我要出到出邊咧去教佢哋咧，同埋我會將你嘅世界就係改變嘅。
And I've become a devotee because of all my pious activities over many lifetimes.
我做奉獻者嘅緣故咧，因為我咁多世以嚟，我做咗好多虔誠活動嘅結果咧，咁我而家咧我就做咗奉獻者。
Although a few weeks ago we were also eating meat and in the McDonald's.
可能好幾個星期之前，我仲喺麥當勞食緊肉添嘅，仲係。
So, you know, humility is just seeing Krishna's mercy.
咁所以謙卑就係去睇到 Krishna 嘅恩慈。
Not to be falsely proud and think that we're very, very qualified, more qualified than others.
唔好有呢種錯誤嘅概念啦，覺得自己好驕傲，咁覺得自己係比他人更加有資格嘅。
Okay, so we'll stop here.
我哋要停落嚟㗎。
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.